Oh, Vince, don't tell me you're going to start again.
I got to wander, baby.
What's it going to be this time?
I don't know, but I'm wondering.
Oh, boy, brace yourselves, everyone.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Vince. What's up with you today? Yeah, I thought so. I thought that there was a little grimace.
You can see that?
Well, you have a little bit of a scrunchy forehead.
A scrunchy forehead. At least it's not in my hair.
Why, what's eating at you?
Oh, you know, these ideas that are solutions in search of a problem. You know, look, I try to be like, you know, my chakras open and one with the universe and listening to the trees.
You do a very good job of that.
Well, thank you. But, you know, like everybody else, every other human being, every now and then something comes in and sticks in my craw, and something's sticking in my craw today.
Well, then I think this is the venue for you to get it out of your craw or whatever it is.
Friends in wonder, huh? Well, I'm gonna decraw myself. Here's what I'm thinking. Here's what I read. I read this article now, and I don't know how many people in Michigan know this, but we are now one of three states that have approved the use of digital license plates.
Digital license plates. So you're talking about actual electronic license plates.
Like a Kindle, baby.
In place of the metal ones that rust out.
That's exactly what I'm talking
etched,
about.
I think, in very often in prisons or something like that. I don't know. That's what I hear. They do in prisons.
See, there you go. It could be taking jobs away from the prisoners.
Well, but we're going to let them all out anyhow.
Well, that's a good point. So here's the thing. I read this article, and so Michigan now is one of the three states. The other two are California and Arizona.
Okay, good company out west. Right?
Yeah. This company out west is called Reviver, have developed a digital license plate. And basically what it is it's a Kindle, a high-tech Kindle. It's probably got more memory in it than a Kindle has, but it has you have to have it installed on your car. So,
connected to the rest of the computer in your cars?
There's two versions. There's a battery-operated version, and there's a wired version.
Oh, kind of like the Ring doorbell.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
I see.
Mm-hmm. So what happens is you attach this thing to your car, and it's being sold. Let me read this to you. This is the way it's being marketed by the company. Everything about the driving experience has evolved in the past 100 years, except license plates. Technology empowers us to have more control, spend less time on mundane tasks, and easily connect with others. Managing our vehicles should be no exception. Okay.
So there's a lot in that statement.
Yeah.
Connecting with others. Is that what this license plate is going to bring to us, connecting with one another?
It can. It can connect to your iPhone. So if somebody were to
cut you off?
No.
Darn it.
If someone were to steal your car, for instance, you could get an alert that it's been moved, and the license plate would say, stolen.
Oh.
That's a nice thing, right?
So it's a GPS functional.
It has GPS functionality, and if you connect it to your car, it has telemetrics capabilities. And so that knows GPS, speed, the whole nine yards. Oh. You know, like those insurance things you plug into your car?
Oh, yeah. And the onboard diagnostic section of your car.
Yeah. And you know, it's great with the insurance. If you choose, the operative word here being choose, to put one in your car, you get a lower insurance rate if you drive
safely.
Safely.
Whatever. Yeah, or whatever their metrics are.
However you define safely, right? Yeah. So with this thing, it's a little bit different.
So wait, what's the difference is that these license plates might not be optional. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, that's a slippery slope, right? So right now this company is working with fleet companies and auto dealerships, and the DMV says, hey, we're not making any money off of this thing. So the goal is, the way it's being marketed is, you can automatically renew your license plate without having to go to the DMV. And the DMV saves money because they don't have to mail out license plates.
So is the DMV going to pay for these digital license plates?
No, you are.
Wait a minute.
You're going to pay about $30 a month for the plate and the data plan.
For the honor of having this GPS tracking system on the back end of your car.
Yeah, why wouldn't you want something like that on there? I mean, if you don't want the data, I'm sure somebody out there wants to
know. What did you say at the beginning? A solution in search of a problem?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm wondering about. So here's the thing. They say it's a great visual personalization that it can switch between light or dark mode.
Oh, well, so it'd be like a little portable billboard or something.
Yeah, right.
So wait a minute. What if somebody's looking at your back end looking for a license plate number, but all it sees is a have a nice day smiley face instead?
Well, no, it still needs to display the plate number. But below it, you can put a personalized message that are approved right now. So you could have like, you know, the college you went to, support your local police, please don't pull me over, messages like that.
Probably not any political statements.
Not yet.
Depending on
but wouldn't that
what
be,
the statement is.
If you were going to have a digital plate, wouldn't you want the freedom to possibly put something like that?
I'm just trying to think if I would ever want a digital plate, and I can see why your forehead's a little scrunchy. Tell me more, Vince. What are you thinking about this?
Well,
so first of all, you're saying we would pay for it. Do they have any idea how much one of these things? You said $30 a month. Do we have to pay for the hardware too, or is it
a battery operated plate? Is $19.95 a month for 48 months or $215.40 for 4 years.
Oh, so it's like having a cell phone attached to the back end of your vehicle.
Yeah, you need a data plan, certainly, to have this data that is being collected.
And again, can you remind me, what are the benefits to the driver, to the consumer?
Well, let me just throw the other price out at you. The wired plate is $25 a month for 48 months or $275.40 for 4 years. And then after your 1 year of data plan runs out, you still have to subscribe to a data plan.
So over $1,000 in the first 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then after that, the plate becomes yours and you just have a data plan after that?
I guess I'm not.
It's kind of like a cell phone is what you're saying. Once you own it, it's yours and you just need a data plan to go with it.
And you asked about the benefits. And I always want to be responsive to questions asked. So here are some of the benefits.
Yes, you do, Vince. We love that.
Thank you. So they're selling it to fleets right now. And this is the interesting thing. So this is to me the insipid intrusion into the consumer marketplace that always starts with, oh, it's great for business, so it should be great for you.
So when you
too.
Say fleets, you're talking about
Amazon trucks, people who are out delivering. Any kind of fleet. Any kind of truck fleet.
How about rental cars?
Rental cars? I bet your rental cars is probably going to be one of the fleets that they're approaching.
Yeah.
Again, remember, you can only do this in California, Arizona, and Michigan right now. So,
and it's been approved, by the way. You said it was approved.
Yes.
I don't remember approving this.
I didn't vote for it. Did you?
Who approved it? Our legislature?
Probably the DMV. Yeah. Yeah. It's great. We don't have to mail this crap.
CDC
this stuff out
approved
anymore.
It.
Right. So here they go. Well, for fleets, you have the ability to estimate arrival times because, of course, you couldn't do that by calling the driver on the phone or having another GPS installed thing. That makes sense to me. Okay, you need to kind of know what's going on with your fleet, right?
Yeah, but I don't see why you need a license plate to do that because I think a lot of these fleets like UPS and Amazon, they can put GPS trackers.
They already got those big round things on top, right?
Yeah, you
right?
can put a GPS tracker in
so
there.
Let's just say that's one already being done. But they're going to use it to market it. So
okay.
The ability to monitor any vehicle's mileage. That's easy to do right now.
Yeah.
The ability to set GPS boundaries through geofencing.
Ooh, now we're getting somewhere.
Geofencing.
That sounds controlling.
Yeah.
Geofencing. Wait a minute. You use that phrase twice, and I let that go by. What do you mean by geofencing?
Geofencing.
I think I could put it together with the idea of the words geo is geographical. Uh-huh. Fencing is enclosing something.
Exactly. It's a geofence. So let's give an example of how it's being used right now. So if you go walking down the street in Europe, which I've never been to Europe, but I hear these things are true, and I remember my R&D days, your phone could be detected by something that has geofenced an area. So if you walk outside of a store that's selling, let's just say, coffee and pastries,
okay,
all of a sudden you can get this pop-up on your phone that says, hey, come on in.
So that's a geofencing ad or something.
Yeah, that's a geofencing ad. It's the ability to interact with somebody within a certain set of boundaries. If you come in this boundary, you're going to get, like at Major League Baseball has it right now. If you walk into a stadium, they're geofenced and you can get all kinds of cool things.
So these plates are going
to
be
geofenced. Back to the thing. So the geofencing, the way they market this, and they said this is a future capability for consumers. You can set up geofencing for your children, for instance. When your teenage kid is taking your car out, you can say, here's the area that you can drive in, and you have this app on your phone. Now, I know there's probably some of that going on right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think a Find My Friend kind of a thing keeps track of where kids are going, and they'll send alert if it goes outside of that zone.
Yeah, but this thing is wired to your car through the telemetric, so you could just say, bing! Sorry, buddy. Oh. I'm shutting the car off.
Oh.
You're stuck.
I think some of that was made illegal. Weren't there unscrupulous lenders that were disabling vehicles because the payments didn't get paid or something like that? Interesting, though. So you're saying, but even more nefarious than that, this is government now keeping track of this data. It's one thing if you have an agreement within your family to keep track of where one person's going. They're talking about this kind of technology being applicable to anybody with this plate.
Sure.
And as of right now,
right,
it's just going to people who want them, fleets and that kind of thing. But your scrunchy forehead is all about the slippery slope, I assume.
Yeah. My scrunchy forehead is, I don't want anything coming down those scrunches too fast because it freaks me out. So here's what I'm freaked out about. I'm freaked out about this, and I'll probably never live to see it, but they mandate these digital license plates, right? Because it's such a great thing for the DMV and everybody else and blah, 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 blah.
After the soft launch, it becomes a mandated
thing. A mandated thing. So you go to the to the auto dealer to buy a new car, and you don't have a choice. You get a digital license plate. Now, there's a terms of service agreement that says, you're buying this car, blah, 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 and here's all the stuff that goes to it. And by the way down on page 978 somewhere, it says that the data from your digital license plate can be sold to third-party vendors.
Well, at a minimum, and I'm sure that the data can be used for a lot of other things as well.
Well, sure, exactly.
To come to your neighborhood soon.
Yeah, right. So they talk about the ability. So, you know, I mentioned it earlier. I think if your car is stolen, you know, you can say stolen on the back. Do you really think thieves aren't going to find a way to get around that?
I don't think you need to pay $30 or $20 a month for that.
No, I don't either. And here's another thing they say, that the technology is secure and that the same technology that banks use to keep your data secure is used in these digital license plates. Now, that doesn't give me a whole lot of confidence.
Right. I keep getting these notifications from the personal identification software that the latest bank has recently been hacked or something like that. So yeah, I agree. There's all more electronic data about us wandering around in the world
than we need.
Yeah.
Now, do we need it coming from our freaking car as well? I mean, okay. So here's another thought. Here's a more realistic scenario. You've driven in a car with me before.
Yes.
You don't often let me drive.
There's a reason for that.
There's a good reason for
Vince
that.
Vince very often likes to stop at green lights, especially if he's making a point.
Stop at green lights. Okay, so you're in the car with the VIN man, and he stops at a green light. He's got a digital plate on the back of his car, and he comes up, you know, he doesn't move. So the person behind him bumps into his bumper.
Oh.
Not enough to damage the car, but enough to break the digital license plate.
Oh, yeah.
Now what happens?
It's going to be a crunchy experience instead of a bending experience.
Exactly. Bending, right. So if I were to bump, if I were to back into a tree or something on my way out of the yard, I can always just reshape my metal plate. Just pull that corner right
your
back.
Your metal crafted plate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good to go.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about, oh my God.
It's something that's more complicated.
How do I get back on the road? You know, what happens? So.
I don't blame you for being, do you feel better getting this off your chest?
I feel a lot better getting it off my chest. My check. I have to write a check to get it off my chest.
Right, exactly.
You know, and here's the other thing. They're just black and white. They're not color. Look at all the colorful plates on the back of cars. How boring will it be to have just black and white numbers?
Yeah, more digital.
Yeah.
Not going to be able to see a picture of the Colorado mountainscape anymore.
It's a classic example of throwing more technology at something that will solve the problem if the problem exists.
Right.
I don't think the problem exists.
Well, there's a problem, all right, and that's that somebody wants your data. That's what the problem is.
Well, you know me, I don't like to complain without having a solution.
Okay, so what's your solution?
Here's my solution, Joe. You can do the same thing. You know those little tags that you put when you don't, you know, when you lose something or whatever? Just little tags you put on a phone. So,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, phones you can find.
Right.
Maybe it's your purse or.
Sure.
Not your purse, but. So you could develop a digital, simple yes or no. Color green for yes, color red for no, and put it on the back of a metal license plate or somewhere in a designated area that's hooked through the DMV through your phone. And when you renew your plate through the phone, the DMV just says, yes, this is a good plate. We don't need data. We just need to display
whether
this
you've paid your bill or not.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So there you have it.
So that's probably more than just the bill paying experience that they're trying to improve here, is what you're saying.
That's my assumption.
Well, I don't blame you. I mean, what's interesting is that I've never even heard about this.
No.
And it's
of course not
under the radar right now. Mm-hmm. And before long, it's going to be something that is a part of everyday life.
I'm going to be out there leading the charge against digital license plates. It's time for me to take a stand against
you're
something.
You're just a caveman, Vince. You're just a caveman.
Oh, and by the way, the cost that I mentioned does not even include the registration fee for the plate.
So, yeah. And you're talking about $1,000 over 4 years just for the honor of having this digital plate, plus all the other fees.
Yep.
Well, yeah.
Thank you, Noah.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. I don't blame you, Vince.
Thank you, Joe.
I'm glad we were able to help you get this off your chest.
Joe, thank you so much for letting me get this off of your chest, especially in the studios here, because, you know, people, I was walking around like a head case outside the street up and down Woodward for a while when I was thinking about this. And now I feel like I can go on with my day.
Well, good. I wonder what other people think about something like this. You know, it's interesting. There's a whole generation of people who don't have any expectation of data privacy. So maybe soon the younger people will embrace this. But my guess is there's a lot of us suspicious cadre type people that don't feel the same way about it. And probably somewhere in between, there's people that go back and forth. But my overall concern is, do people really know what's going on with the supposed data that they're providing as part of this experience?
Yep. It just keeps getting more and more and more.
We'll find out, Vince.
I've told a bunch of people to get off my lawn, so thanks for the time.
You've done a good job of getting this information out there, Vince. Thank you very much.
Let's wander and wonder some more.
Beautiful. Ba, 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 ba. Well, so ends another episode of Friends in Wonder. We really want to thank you for listening. If you'd like to listen to more episodes, provide feedback, questions, or even suggest topics you'd like us to wonder about in future episodes, be sure to check us out at friendsinwonder.com. We'd also be grateful if you'd subscribe, like, or share this podcast. Until next time, I'm Joe.
And I'm Vince.
And we're Friends in Wonder.